Nobody plays more new country than 92.3 WIL 625 with Bud and Broadway's home team. Blues beat the Wild 3-2 in the home opener last night. The Rangers are going to be at Scott Trade Center tomorrow in the MLB playoffs. The Dodgers eliminated the Nationals, and the Chargers beat the Broncos 21-13 in Thursday Night Football last night.
That makes the Blues undefeated.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Let's put that on. We're undefeated for the season.
Yes.
I'm going to put that in.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy, 68 for this afternoon. Kelly from Arnold, what's happening in the news?
Michelle Obama got emotional talking about Donald Trump's treatment of women yesterday while speaking in New Hampshire. Trump is claiming that his accusers are lying.
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies. These events never, ever happened.
While Hillary Clinton said under oath in a court filing yesterday that she can't recall key details about her use of a private email server, or she refused to answer any questions which were submitted by the Judicial Watch.
Can I ask a quick question?
Uh-huh.
Does anybody know how much it costs to get into a medically induced coma? Because I'd like to go into one now and wake up about the 15th of November if I could.
Listen, I'm at the point, because they're not fact-checking anything right at this minute. So at this point, I can go ahead and say that Hillary groped me. I might as well. It's no one's going to check it, so yes, Hillary groped me.
You were at the opening of the presidential library.
See?
Is that where it happened?
And that's where it happened. Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and he called me right after it happened. He was all upset.
Yeah. Crying and whatnot. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. You don't have to have none of this. I mean, none of it. It's all ridiculous. Oh, just shut them all up.
Kill me,
let's
man.
Vote for one or the other and quit. Who cares?
And according to a new Fox News poll, Clinton has a 7-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Ken Bone, St. Louis's own undecided voter and red sweater icon, has sold out to Uber, according to some. Ken Bone tweeted, "Everyone wants to know if I've decided, and I have. Uber Select helps you ride in style like me.
I've decided to get a check. That's what I've decided. Thank
God
you.
God bless it.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well cash in on the lunacy. Yeah. Good for you, Ken.
Listen, go for it.
Yes.
Well, he's claiming that he's being compensated with free rides rather than cash.
Yeah, and Hillary forgot about Benghazi. Yeah, I've heard it all. I got it now.
He got in a little bit of a problem yesterday when he posted that tweet, because he ran into something that we run into. Anytime we mention a client in a tweet, we have to put hashtag ad on it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the people, whoever they are, on high, get really upset.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go back and delete that and come back and go, "Oops, sorry." He actually said, "I didn't know I was supposed to do this." Hashtag ad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't realize you needed that many rides from Shiloh, Illinois, to his work. I mean, I'm having trouble buying this whole Uber
Well, it is
thing.
A long way to Shiloh.
I think he got cash. That's what he got. Just admit it.
Listen, I'm all for it.
Me too. Hate I ain't hating, but just admit that you got cash, and let's stop talking about these rides. Let's just say you got your money.
We're just mad because he turned down Bud and Broadway's offer to be his manager. We're going to be getting 10% of those rides.
Great. When I move to Shiloh, I'll be waiting for my 10% of my rides.
Had a couple beers with one of my